Winners know that all of their actions will be controlled by their currently dominant thoughts, and that you cannot dwell on the reverse of an idea. That's why you can't lose weight if you keep thinking about how fat you are. That's why you can't stop smoking if you see yourself as a smoker. And that's why you can't get rich if you're worried about your bills. Winners see risk as opportunity. They see the rewards of success in advance, and they don't see the penalties of failure. The innervating powers of fear are unfortunate, because individuals dominated by fear, they can't act with choice or positive intent. They go through life reacting and defensive. People who are dominated by stress are unable to change the world they live in. The world they live in alters them. It's a strange and sobering fact that the thing we fear most, we ourselves bring to pass. Many years ago, the English essayist James Allen wrote, "They who have conquered doubt and fears have conquered failure. Their every thought is allied with power, and all difficulties are bravely met and wisely overcome. Burning desire is the perfect mental antidote for fear and despair. Desire sparks activity, which burns up excessive adrenaline in the system. It keeps the mind busy and the hope of achievement alive. Inactivity breeds despondency. It brings forth dark imaginings and distorts situations, all out of proportion to reality. When fear begins to beg for attention, the winner gets busy and things gain their proper perspective again. After decades of search and study, we now know that high achievers in life have a high degree of self-motivation. The enduring power that moves them to action comes from inside themselves. So success in life is not reserved for the talented. It's not in a high IQ and not in the gifted birth. And it's not always in ability or the best equipment. Success is almost totally dependent upon drive and persistence, the extra energy required to make another effort, to try another approach, to take a new tack. That's the secret of winning. Out of adversity is the call to greatness. Out of luxury, sometimes, is the lull of apathy. Out of need springs desire, and out of desire, the energy and the will to win. We need to really learn and remember how to develop this winning action quality of positive self-motivation. And it's important for you to remember that everyone is self-motivated, a little bit or a lot, positively or negatively. And that motivation is not optional. Even the decision to do nothing is a motivation. Each of us is motivated by our fears or our desires. Fear is unavoidable because it can get you out of danger. It can save your life. It can save a child's life. But as a habit or a way of life, fear has an extremely destructive side effect. Fear is a red light that can stop dangerous behavior, but desire is the green light that lets you go forward toward your goals. So your most valuable exercise in developing positive self-motivation is to try to replace fear motivation with desire motivation. Fortunately, because fear and desire are often two sides of the same coin, this is not as difficult as it appears to be. Fear of poverty can be replaced with desire for affluence. Fear of sickness can be replaced with desire for good health. Fear of failure can be replaced with desire for success. Winners realize that they are motivated by their currently dominant thought. So your concentration should be on the reward of the success that you seek rather than the possible penalty of failure. Now consider the first example of poverty and affluence. Should you focus your attention on the thoughts of a sluggish economy, shrinking opportunities, unfair taxes, insurmountable debts, or inflationary housing costs, or bankruptcy options? Or would you prefer dominant thoughts of expanding opportunities in a growing world economy, solid tax-deferred investments, compound interest, a beautiful home, and financial independence? Remember, you make the choice of concentrating on the problems or on the solutions. If you desire an affluent or wealthier life, make it a habit to find out, to look at, to talk about, to use visual aids available such as home and recreation exhibits, auto showrooms, home decorator magazines, and get the full vivid details of what you want. Imagine yourself using and enjoying them every day, and always remember that when you fear a possible outcome, you're actually setting it up to be achieved as if it were your goal. Make desire your currently dominant thought, and it will propel you with the motivating energy for success in every area of your daily life. Behind every winner is the burning desire of optimism and enthusiasm toward the rewards of success and not the penalties of failure, toward the solutions in place of the problems, and toward the answer in place of the question. Losers see thunderstorms, winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets, winners put on their ice skates. Losers complain, winners train and gain. Losers take chances, winners make choices. Losers are aggressive, winners are assertive. Losers seek attention, winners earn respect. Losers fix the blame, winners fix what caused the problem. Losers live in the past, winners learn from the past and enjoy working in the present toward the future. Losers make promises they often break, and winners make commitments they always keep. Losers react negatively, and winners respond effectively. So losing is a habit, and so is winning.